I was in trouble, so deep down in sin. I had no joy, no hope within. But Jesus came by with sweet mercy and grace. And here's what I'm going to do when I see His sweet face. I'm gonna lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down as all nations agree. He's King of all kings. I'll shout hallelujah, my joy's complete. When I lay my crown at the Master's feet, all the good things I've done seemed little to me. If not for His love, oh, tell me where I'd be. So lost without hope, no future in view. But when I see His sweet face, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay my crown at the Master's feet. Yes, then I'll bow down as all nations agree. He's King of all kings. Yes. I'll shout hallelujah. My joy is complete when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. It's never changed. Brother Ronnie, he's never changed one bit.
Never will.
I never caught but one fish yesterday, but I was happy as I'd caught 100.
Amen.
I've never caught but I caught one little old crappie yesterday.
Caught them all the other day.
And so, you know, I'm thankful to God that, but I was just as happy, Brother Fred, sitting there in my boat.
Yeah.
Nobody there but me and the Lord.
Praising His name.
Just singing and having a good time.
Yeah.
I guess people would have thought I was crazy, Brother Ronnie, but I don't care. I'm not here to please you, Brother Ronnie, as good as I love you. But I believe I'll please you if God blesses me with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Too many people, Brother Junior, trying to please man more than they are to please God. I stood over my dear friend that passed away, and I couldn't talk to him because he wouldn't talk back, Brother Junior. And I told Brother Junior, somewhere have I failed? Could I have reached him some way? Hope that he got in contact. His neighbor said that he did. But I know that it hurts me when I lose one, Brother Fred, or I think I've lost one. It hurts me as bad as it does a medical doctor to think that I've lost somebody, that I could have maybe touched some way, somehow, or some shape, Brother Ronnie. Somebody said, well, it don't bother me. Man, it does me, Brother Johnny. It bothers me, and I hope and pray that God would bless me for a few minutes of time to be able to preach for you, because I love the Lord, Brother Junior.
Amen.
I love His ways, Brother Fred.
Yeah.
And His ways are above my ways.
Right.
And above everybody else's ways, as high as the heavens is from the earth, brethren. Brother Ronnie, but I want you to know, I hadn't planned to be here today. I was supposed to be at Reynolds Fork, brother. But some things happened, Brother Johnny, that I couldn't control. But I want you to know, Brother Squire, today, I'm just a short-timer here anyway. I didn't come to stay very long, Brother Lon. might has come for a little while, Brother Junior, and then I'm going to go away. Like Brother Clifford Colley used to say, Brother Junior, I'm just trying to make it to heaven. That's all I want to do, yeah. Brother Ronnie. I'm just trying to get home. Sometimes, you know, when I was a young man, and Brother Fred and I didn't have very much, and I'd have an old car, and that wasn't worth a whole lot, Brother John. Sometimes I'd start out in the old vehicle and say, I don't know whether I'll make it home or not, Brother, trusting in the car, Brother Scribe, and I'm trusting in somebody else now, that I know that I'll make it home. Brother John, today, yesterday, I want you to understand, you all pray just for a minute of time. And somebody said, well, Brother Terry, I'm trusting in this and I'm trusting in that. But I want you to know, Brother Junior, I'm trusting in only one today. Yesterday, who are you trusting in, Brother? I want you to know, Brother John, I'm trusting in Jesus today. Yes, Brother Squire, I want you to know today. He's going away, but he's going to come again, Brother. And he said, when I come again, I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, Brother Johnny. Oh, Brother Ronnie, I want you to know today, I've not been here long, only 61 years, Brother John, but I'm going to be gone a long time, Brother, today. But while I'm here, and Brother Ron, I made preparation, Sister Claudette, to go somewhere. And when I was 16 years old, Brother Johnny, there was a voice called to me. And somebody said, Brother Terry, did you know who it was today? Oh, Brother Fred, I never heard a voice like him before. And you know what he said to me? Come on unto me. And I turned him away, George. Because here's what I said, Brother Junior. There's a lot of things I want to do. And I want to. Would you come back some other time? Oh, Brother Ronnie, that voice never did leave me. Every time I went around, Brother Johnny, to do something wrong, that voice would call, Brother Ronnie, and say, don't you do that, Brother. And I'd override it and go and do that. Oh, Brother John, and my heart got hard, Brother, and it got easier to do that. But Sister Sandra, one day he called to me in later life, and it's like he said to me, it's going to be your last time if you don't turn, Brother Squire. Oh, Brother Ronnie, I begin to make my way. I got afraid, Brother Johnny. I got afraid of something, Brother John. What did you get afraid of, Brother? I got afraid of dying and going down to hell. Brother. Oh, Brother, I begin to pray to God. I begin to hawk to him. Brother Junior, I went night and day talking to him. Everywhere I went, Brother Ronnie, I began to say, Lord, would you hear me? Brother Johnny, he heard me all the time. You know, when I went to bed at night, I'd get so afraid, Brother John, I'd get so afraid of dying. I'd wait and wait and pray when the daylight would come, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother, I want you to know how the light come one day. I'd come to stay, Brother, at mile marker 146 on Interstate 64. The light come to stay. It no more go away, Brother Junior. It lighteth my path where I walk, Brother Ronnie. It is my speech, Brother Johnny. It's my hearing, Brother. It's my eyesight when I walk along. And you know what? He's my comfort, Brother Junior, in the time of storm today. Oh, Brother John, he has me revealed unto me the love of Him. Brother Johnny, I don't have to worry no more, because when He come in that day, Brother John, what did He say unto me? And today He said, thy sins, which are many, I freely forgive. Oh, Brother Junior, He come in and took up His abode.
Yeah, go to more.
And He ain't going to leave me, Brother Ronnie. You know what? I've had many friends in this world that would leave and forsake me, Brother John. But here's one that'll stay with me down to the end. Brother, I want you to know I've never known a man like Jesus, Brother Johnny. Oh, since some sweet day He's going to call my name. And you know, and if I'm still alive, standing here in the pulpit preaching, Brother Squire, He'll still change me, Brother Ronnie, today. He'll change me, and from a natural to a spiritual, Brother Johnny, and all of those old brethren that I dreamed about last week, Brother Junior, they're going to come out of the grave, and today. Oh, Brother Squire, what kind of body will they have? They have a body like Jesus. That's what the Bible says, Brother Squire. And so therefore, I don't want to take too much time, Brother Larry. Oh, but sometime, Brother Dog, put me out in the middle of the ocean, and no one else around, Brother Junior. Put me out there in my closet, like in my little boat yesterday, Brother Ronnie. Put me out there in my little closet, where Jesus draw nigh and I draw nigh to Him. Brother John, ain't that good today to be in your closet, Brother Junior? We don't go there enough, Brother Junior. We don't go to our closet enough. We try to openly confess Him before men, brother. And that's good, Brother Squire. About sometime when you're out in your little boat, Brother Ronnie, and the fish ain't biting, how miserable it may be. I caught one little fish yesterday about this long, but I was happy, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother Fred, and I want you to know it's soon going to be over. What are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Him, Brother Larry? Brother Junior said, no one, you only caught one. You caught them all the other day. But you know what, Brother Ronnie? We cleaned over 100 and some crappie in just a little over a week. And you know, and I thank God for that.
Yeah.
But I went yesterday and I said, Lord, where are they all at? You know, but you know, it didn't make any difference. Brother Squire, you know, but you know what? Sometimes we get greedy, but I want you to know, be greedy for the Spirit, today. Don't never give up greeting for the Spirit, Brother John. That's the only kind of greed that God likes, brethren, is to be greedy for the Spirit. So therefore, today, it's done. I'm glad that we've come. I'm glad we've been here. I hadn't planned to be here today. I planned to go to Reynolds Fort, but my good friend, you know, they called the other day and said, well, said Johnny's in the hospital. Told Reed on the internet that she's in the hospital. He'd had a stroke. He'd had a stroke, Brother John, and didn't look like he'd make it very long. You know, but I know today, as I bend over to him, whispered down in his ear, I said, Johnny, I don't know whether you can hear me or not, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray. As I stood over Sister Lorraine yesterday morning, hurt so bad. She said, Brother Terry, I thought that Ray'd go for me. And it looks like I'm going to go anytime. And I said, Sissy, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Somebody said, I don't want to die. Who wants to leave their children?
Yeah.
Not me. Who wants to leave their children? who wants to lose their children. I don't. I've lost one. It's hard. But time must go on, and we must go on with it. And here's what I'm going to do, Brother Junior. Here's what I'm going to do. When I see Jesus' sweet face, I'd like to bow right down to Him, and you.
Yeah.
I'd like to bow right down to Him and say, Jesus, here I am.
Yeah.
I won't begin to tell Him what I've done, Brother Squire.
He
won't do no good. There's some going to stand before Him and say, Lord, look what we've done. We've cast out devils in Your name. We get all the tithes that we had. We went to church every Sunday. Oh, but did You ask for me to forgive you? No, He didn't do that. We thought our good works would do it. And He's going to say something to them, Brother Ronnie. What is He going to say to them? Depart from You that worketh iniquity, for I never knew You. He didn't say, I one time knew You and forgot You, Brother Ronnie.
He sure did.
I'm like Brother Squire. I'm not on this backsliding chain.
Right.
I'm not on this, brother. I'm not riding that ride, brother. I want you to know that ride's going down the wrong direction,
that's
brother.
Right.
And I want you to know today I'm on the highest so-called Ferris wheel that there is. I'm going to the top, Brother Junior. I'm going to the top, Brother Squire. I'm not worried about today of staying on the bottom, brother. I've been on the bottom long enough, Brother Ronnie. I've been on the bottom. I've been in this earth for 61 years, brother. And somebody said, well, how long have you been a sinner, brother? Now, I wasn't a sinner until I was 16 years old, brother.
That's right.
There was no law come to me, Brother Ronnie. I was good as God wanted me to be.
Right.
Somebody said, what age does it come? I don't know. I don't know what age it comes, but I do know that it will come.
I know it'll come.
And so today, don't let me ever get greedy. Not only greedy of one thing, greedy of the Spirit, brethren. Here comes our little children back. We're glad to have them. They have a good time over there.
Yes.
And we're not trying to make them Christian, but we like to sow a little seed along the way, Brother Ronnie. We'd like to sow a little seed today. We live in a changing world, Sister Claudette. When I was home, I got taught of the Lord, and I was known of the Lord. Just like you taught your loving granddaughter that I love so dear. But so many homes don't have the name of mention of Jesus in them today.
Yeah.
They don't have anything, Brother Ronnie.
Yeah,
and so many children today are forgotten about, brethren. I want you to understand. These little children, most of them went over there, are just as good as God wants them anyway,
yeah,
Brother Ronnie.
Yeah.
And today, but I want you to know, we come kind of from the hard side of the old regular Baptist church. But you know, when Mom and Dad, they'd send us to Sunday school many years ago, Brother Junior, somewhere else. And I never forgot some of those things that was taught me. It didn't make me a Christian, Brother Johnny. But I'll tell you one thing that I never forgot. That old papa of mine sent me down in front of that old fireplace. We had a fireplace in two different rooms and back to back chimney.
Yeah.
Brother Squire, and he shut me down and said, I'm going to learn you how to sing. And he taught me how to sing, Brother Junior. And I want you to know today that old man today sowed a seed in me, Brother Johnny, that I never forgot, Brother Ronnie. Are we sowing seed today? Are we sowing something we shouldn't be sowing?
Right.
We should be sowing seed. And we don't need to wait till Sunday to get here to sow it either. We need to sow it 7 days a week, 365 days a year.